T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for Silhouette's Magnificent Seven. By the way, Robbie, you have been looking like witness protection for a good hour now. I don't know if the lighting has changed and time has changed. I can't see you for this segment and really haven't been able to see you for an hour.
Hey, by the way, oh my goodness. He knocked him out like WWE. His head hit the turnbuckle.
Yeah. Oh, that was crazy. The Ricky Hatton knockout. I sent the guys, and I put it on the Twitch chat. The Ricky Hatton knockout of Floyd Mayweather's knockout of Ricky Hatton. So you guys could see that. 7 9 ticket on Twitch. It's there in the chat. But it was something, dude. And then did you? I sent you the Manny one too.
I haven't gotten to that one yet.
Yeah, but Manny knocked him dead at the end of the second round. Anywho, we gotta get to the picks. Let's go, Robbie. Magnificent Seven. What do we got, buddy?
All right, as we like to do, we like to do a little warm up stretch. A little Marlins and Brewers tonight. 6:40 first pitch out in Marlins Park.
You got a kid, Cam Newton. I'm just getting warmed up.
Yeah, stretched. Yeah. You know, Trevor Rogers in the mound.
He's probably got a better arm than Cam Newton.
That's not nice.
At this stage. Hey.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Is it wrong?
No.
Okay.
You got Brent Suter going for the Brewers. You got Trevor Rogers going for the Marlins, which puts the total at a whopping 6.5. It's like the lowest total I've ever seen. And I think Vegas wants you to take the over because the over is paying out at -120. The under is paying out even money. Yeah, both pitchers have ERAs under 2. You also got Lone Depot Park Factor, you know, and balls go to die. Very hard to hit home runs there. And the Marlins pitching staff in this homestand, they have been on fire. Even with the bullpen game 2 days ago, you feel like that's going to be runs galore. It was a shutdown.
So nervous with Anthony Bass in the game yesterday.
He got the first two guys out too. Like, oh, he's gonna turn around, and then two guys reach base. I'm like, oh, and Yimi Garcia's warming up. I'm like, oh no. It was dicey a little bit with Mr. Bass. But look, have you ever noticed every Marlins game on the Mag 7 this year, since the season started, has gone under?
I haven't noticed that.
Yes, I stupidly bet the over last week. I thought that I'd try to game the system, and that was stupid of me. But every single other Friday, the Marlins game has got under, and look, Trevor Rogers pitching well. He is at home. The Marlins are still – I mean, look, they're playing better, but they're still, like, you know, banged up, missing some key guys, missing Jazz, missing Starlin Marte. So the offense is, you know, really hit or miss. And so 6.5, I know it's low. I know it's really low, and Vegas wants you to take the under, but I'm not taking the bait. Give me the under, and it pays better, 6.5. It's going to be a 2-1 affair.
There we go. All right, number two, Robbie.
All right, always lead local tonight. Timberwolves at the Heat. We got a line like 5 minutes before we came back on. The line popped up. The Heat are 6-point favorites tonight. Now,
cool.
I don't know if you guys, we've talked about this plenty that, you know, the Heat haven't beat the Timberwolves since 2017. That's 5 games in a row, by the way. And obviously, most of the time, the Heat are going to be favored in those games. And obviously, if they're not going to win, they're not going to cover. So you do the math. They haven't covered 5 in a row. And look, you got this. This is a weird spot for the Heat. You got a big 2-game series with the Boston Celtics on Sunday, huge for their play-in or regular playoff scenarios. So look, it could be very easy to overlook the Timberwolves, and we don't know who's going to be available for the Heat tonight. We don't know if Jimmy Butler's going to be available. We don't know. You never know.
Do you want the injury report, or you don't trust Heat injury reports?
Give it. Go ahead and give it. But I'm
all right,
trust
this is via Ira Winderman, the injury report. Jimmy Butler illness questionable. Tyler Hero foot questionable. Victor Oladipo knee out.
Well, they actually ruled Victor Oladipo out. Then in games past, he's been questionable.
Yeah, he's questionable. Questionable on whether he's going to play.
Oh, man. Then you got, all right.
The Timberwolves, you know, then I just heard Anthony Edwards. He just had a 42-point game his last game that he played. I think they could give the Heat trouble yet again. You know, the Heat just got blasted at home by the Dallas Mavericks. And there's no way you could say the Heat, you can't have the Heat cover. They might win. They might pull it out.
It's 15 points, Robbie.
Six.
Oh, 6 points?
6 points. That's a spread.
I'd even be nervous of like a backdoor on that one, too. Never know.
Oh, yeah.
Because even if they are in cruise control, you know how they get in these fourth quarters.
Oh,
sometimes.
Yeah.
Loosey goosey.
This has more to do with the Heat and not to do with any other team they play. I don't think they can be 6-point favorites against anybody.
Yes. And if the Heat are up by 20 points in the first quarter, I'll feel really good about my Timberwolves bet, because I know the Timberwolves are going to come back and make it a game. Take the Wolves.
All righty. Number three, Robbie.
Another local team in action this weekend.
The Pinks.
A little Sunday afternoon Mother's Day action. Inter Miami against Atlanta United.
I hate Atlanta United. They're like the soccer Braves fans.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my goodness.
The total is sitting at 2.5, which is throwing three carpet at. It's a little low. Because Atlanta United, they've played four games so far since the season started, and their games have gone over three goals, three out of those four games. And look, I know what you're thinking. Inter Miami, their last game against Nashville, 0-0 draw. So, yeah. But the game before, they won 2-1.
That's got to be the worst. Watching a no score?
No, they say it's beautiful, Leroy. It's the beautiful game.
Art.
That's what they say.
No, it's not beautiful. Scoring. No scoring sucks. I mean, what do they do on the Spanish channels? Because you know they act a fool when somebody scores a goal.
By the way, JFig, I can't see Leroy in this weird try thing that he is because he's leaning back.
That's on me.
All right, yeah.
Zoom in my camera.
Well, all right, Robbie. So what do we got with the Pinks?
All right, so yeah, look, you know, they did have a shutout the last time, but look, the Pinks are at home this time, and they haven't been at home since their first game against the LA Galaxy, and it was 1-0 at halftime.
Oh man, then that's right.
It was a debacle in the second half, and you know why? The smeltering heat. When you're out there, it's going to be hot, what? And when you're playing 87,
is it smoltering or smeltering?
Smeltering.
Sweltering?
He said smeltering.
I said smeltering. I thought it was sweltering heat.
It's not a word what he said, is my point.
Let me see. I'm going to look up smeltering. Go ahead, Robbie.
Well, look, you see, when you're out there playing, you know, 85 minutes in that rigid hot sun, you may be a little loosey-goosey on defense and let a couple – your focus isn't there. You might let a couple goals go through. That's what happened the last game against the LA Galaxy. Over 2.5, easy bet.
I put a smeltering heat, Robbie, and it said, "Do you mean sweltering heat?"
Oh, well, we just turned that M and make it. Into a W.
We need to put that M this direction. We need to be like the Marlins, flip the M. It's a W. There is a thing called smelting, which is metallurgy to produce metal from its ore. Smelting uses heat and chemical reducing agent to decompose the ore, driving off other elements and gases. But that is not smeltering. Anyway, like Tua is a smelter, a blacksmith.
Oh yeah, right, bro.
All right. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for part two of the Magnificent Seven, the best four plays left of the weekend.
Yeah.
As we have three in the bag, Marlins under, Timberwolves get with the points.
And over and into Miami.
The Pinks over. All right, Robbie, what do we got for number four?
There's some a little UFC, under the radar UFC this weekend, Tobin.
Yep.
And a little undercard action. Cowboy Cerrone against Alex Morono. Cowboy is a -200 favorite, which I got to be honest with you, Tobin. This feels like a slump buster fight for Cowboy that they set it up for. I mean,
he needs one. Well, he was supposed to fight Diego Sanchez, but there was all this stuff that was going on as far as like, Diego's health records and things like that. It was a whole to do.
But Cowboy's 38 years old. He hasn't won his last five fights. Like, I know Alex Morono, not the best fighter, but he's 30 years old, 8 years younger than Cowboy. And look, Alex Morono, he's from Houston. Now, the next pay-per-view that UFC has is going to be in Houston. So this guy's probably bitter that he's not going to be at that pay-per-view and in front of his hometown. So I think he's going to be very motivated, and I think Cowboy is washed. And minus 200 is absurd. You can't bet Cowboy at this stage in his career and lay minus 200. That's absurd. Give me Alex Morono at a plus 165 juice there to finally finish Cowboy. Sorry, Cowboy. I hate to do it.
That hurts me, man. All right. So he goes Cowboy versus Sweet Feet. I saw Sweet Feet yesterday at the press conference. Sweet Feet's ready to move those feet, Ocho Cinco.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I feel like there's a Jake Paul fight in his future for Cowboy.
All right, Robbie, number five.
All right, the new main event. I know the TJ Dillashaw is supposed to be the main event, but obviously that didn't happen. So this is the new main event. Marina Rodriguez against Michelle Waterson. You may know Michelle Waterson better by her nickname, the Karate Hottie.
The Karate Hottie.
That's right. Well, Marina Rodriguez is a -220 favorite to win. Karate Hottie fetching plus 175. Now, Marina Rodriguez, she's 13-1-2. Her one loss was to the Cookie Monster, Carla Esparza, who also beat the Karate Hottie last year. And look, Hottie, she had a nice win against Angela Hill in her last fight. Angela Hill, 13-9. But before that, she did lose her previous two fights. Now, I think Marina Rodriguez is going to win, but I don't want to lay the -220, so you're probably asking, how do we get that number down? Don't worry, this is not a parlay, although sort of, maybe. So sometimes there are clues in other bets. There's other prop bets amongst fights that give you clues to how this fight's going to go. So, like, for example, for the fight to go the distance is -205. So they're thinking this three-five-round fight, obviously they're thinking this fight's going to go the distance, and Karate Hottie, the last three fights, they all go the distance. So if you think Marina Rodriguez is going to win, and you think the fight's going to go the distance, why not take Marina Rodriguez to win by decision at plus 130? Way better than laying the minus 220. Book it.
Book it. All right, Robbie, number six.
Like bunk there, getting clues. All right, gentlemen, this may be of news to you, but Saturday, you got not one, but two football games on Saturday.
What? Come on,
they're
bro.
Still playing football?
Yeah,
who's
well,
playing football?
This whole time, the FCS has been going on, but we keep getting distracted. March Madness, Masters, NFL Draft.
Like, when are they going to start next year's season? Are they just going to keep it going?
We're in the semifinals. We're in the semifinals. You got two semifinal games, and then the championship is next weekend. And the first semifinal, high noon, Delaware at South Dakota State. Well, it's high noon Eastern. It's going to be 11 a.m. Local time. South Dakota State is a 9-point favorite. Now, you guys may not know about Delaware, but Delaware, they've been a cute story. They're the lone unranked.
Joe Flacco.
That's right. The lone unranked team left in the playoffs. By the way, Delaware also has the Michigan-like helmets.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say that, Robbie.
The Fighting Blue Hens.
How did they not get sued?
Well, I think I wonder if Delaware had them first.
Because remember, back in the day, everybody didn't trademark everything.
All right. That's Michigan's thing, though, bro.
I mean, you don't say Delaware when you think of those helmets.
Yeah, which is why they should put a blue hen on there.
Well, are they gonna sue Boca High?
Oh, yeah, Boca High.
Well, that would just be rude. I do remember Boca High having this. Does Boca High still have those helmets?
Belenjas, would they have it too?
I don't know.
We who did we steal? We had I think we stole the Eagles logo back in the day.
You had a football helmet team?
Yeah. Not at Barry. I was talking about high school.
Oh, okay.
High school was the no, you know who Barry actually had to who got they got sued by was East Carolina because they used to have the pirate logo. They just took Eastern Carolina's but made it red and black. That so they had to come up with a new logo and thus Bucky was born.
I hope you played no part in that.
I did not. Okay. I did an interview about it though in a media class with the sports information department.
Okay.
But look, this Delaware, they beat last week they beat Jacksonville State. It was an upset win, but Jacksonville State was without their quarterback. Delaware on the season, only 34% on third downs. Not very good. Now, it's going to feel like – you may think it's a sleeping nooner because it's 11 a.m. local time kickoff, but it's South Dakota in May. This is like the Super Bowl for them. It's going to be rocking. And South Dakota's quarterback, Mark Gronkowski. I almost said Gronkowski. It is Gronkowski without the K. Not the best of passer, 57%, but he does have 13 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. Great on the run. But you say that, bad passer, but Trey Lance wasn't the best passer either in the FCS level. Look what Trey Lance did. So South Dakota laying the 9. It was a fun ride for Delaware, but the Hens, it's the Hens' dream are over. South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits, they always eat the Hens. Lay the 9 points.
The Jackrabbits what? Always eat the Hens?
Yeah,
what the hell
yeah.
are you talking about? They're herbivores.
Well, wait. Well, the Jackrabbits are a little bit more feisty. Like I...
he says a jackrabbit is the evil cousin to the rabbit.
I
don't think that's accurate, but I'll go with it.
It made sense at the time, and after thinking about that through, it didn't make a lot of sense.
And number 7, Robbie.
All right, this is the other semifinal game, the Dukes of James Madison at Sam Houston State, the Bearcats. James Madison laying 1 point on the road. This is 2:30 on ABC. This is prime time. Someone's O has got to go. Both these teams are undefeated. Now, Sam Houston, you may be thinking, Sam Houston State, they just slayed the Giant last week. That's right. They beat North Dakota State last week, but North Dakota State wasn't very good this year, obviously losing Trey Lance, transfer quarterback from Iowa State, not very good. So they had a very down year. Everybody was beating up on North Dakota State more than usual. But it was a dramatic game that Sam Houston State had. They won with a rushing touchdown with 3 minutes left at home. They had an emotional high last week.
The old letdown. Here it comes.
Now, it is a semifinal, but on top of the letdown, they're feeling the pressure. They're at home, nationally televised game. Everybody in the country seeing that the pressure is going to be at an all-time high. They've never been in this kind of pressure situation in the FCS.
Cranked it up.
James Madison, they're used to pressure situations. They usually lose in the title game, North Dakota State, but at least they have the playoff experience of being in the FCS title game basically every year. And you're only laying a 1 point. There's been some sharp money coming in on the Dukes of James Madison. I think Sam Houston, emotional high plus the pressure equals crumble. Stick up the Dukes. Lay the 1 point with James Madison.
All right, there you go. Robbie's Magnificent 7, best 7 plays of the weekend. That's how you spend a third hour there on a Friday getting your gambling on.